2 months and counting, and actually, you know, until a lot of the prep work, it's already been underway for 5 or 6 months. For this year's edition of the Branch County Fair, Fair Manager Jan Murphy joins us in the studio to talk about it. Now, in these last 2 months, it goes really, really quick, because you're getting everything in, you're getting all the entries in, you're getting everything lined up. It just kind of goes like a whirlwind, doesn't it?
Yes, and the month of May was very, very busy at the fairgrounds with car swap and horse shows and all the other things that happened. And
for a lot of folks, they think of the fairgrounds of, you know, that 1 week in August, and that's about it. But there really is something going on, well, I would say every weekend, but every time I drive by there, it almost seems like there's something happening.
Right, and we are busy from the first part of May until the first part of October. You'll see a couple campers there, maybe. Sometimes you'll see a lot more campers there. But horse shows, the kids working out during the evenings with the horses and dogs. And right now we're building a new restroom. Mm-hmm. That has been donated by the Dearth Trust. And so that has been a challenge to work it in so that it didn't interfere, too. And everything is going great, man. It's going up fast, so that's good.
Replacing the restrooms that had been there since years and years and years and years and years and years ago, right?
Yes, and nobody seems to remember. They always remember that restroom was there, but they're not sure when it was built. But we do know that it was probably somewhere around 38, 39.
Yeah, okay, all right, so it's time.
Yeah, it's time, and we're going to leave the old restroom up until after fair.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll probably tear that down.
Yeah, but at the same time, you've done lots of improvements over the, I mean, you look back the last 20 years of all the stuff that has changed at the fairgrounds for the better, some great improvements there.
Right, and we still want to improve. One of our things that we're working on right now is the roadways for people that have to push strollers and wheelchairs and those carts that they have to get around on so that they're safe and it makes it easier. The access, handicap accesses to the buildings and all of that. So that's always going on. And we just want to keep it up and make it nice and for people to have fun when they come to the fair.
All right, let's talk about the fair itself. For folks who haven't been following along, what's happening in 2014, what are some of the highlights that you're looking forward to this year?
Well, this year, Tuesday has become a family day at the fair. And one of the things that we're going to do new this year is the amphitheater event. Will be free to all the families and kids that want to come to it. And it's called Circus Among Us. Now, you won't see animals, but you will see the weirdest bicycle I've ever seen. And I'm not going to go any further than that.
Okay.
It's neat to watch, and they have other acts that they do, balancing acts and everything. And the other thing is the free stage, and that's My Adventure Theater. They will have costumes and different theater shows that the kids can put on themselves.
Okay.
So though I think they're scheduled to do 4 programs a day, and the it'll just be a lot of fun for the kids. It gets them involved.
Yeah, and the usual stuff back in the amphitheater, though, that have been the big highlights over the years, too, right?
Right. We'll start out on Saturday night after the parade. In the evening, we'll have the SJO, and then it continues on just the tractor pulls on Wednesday, truck pulls on Monday. Thursday, Demolition Derby. Mm-hmm. Friday, the rodeos. And then Saturday, the mud bog. But, those things seem to be what the people want to see around here, so that's what we'll continue to do.
The next couple of months now here, or the next couple of weeks maybe, what is kind of the timeline for the 4-H'ers getting their entries in, either from the animal side of things or the crafts kind of things or the open entries?
Well, all the youth entries have to be in by July 4th. July 3rd, I think, is the deadline, because we really think we're going to close that office on July 4th.
Okay.
And then the open class entries, those can come in on entry day on that Saturday. And along with that, anybody that's interested in the parade we would like entries in. If you just call the office, 278-5367, we'll be glad to send you entry form. And, of course, we know that there will be a lot of entries this year, being a political year, and that's always a lot of fun. We also have space available yet, inside space. There's no outside space available at this point. I say that because I've got to find spaces to put those vendors that we had to move due to the new restroom.
Okay.
So that'll be unique and different, too.
All right. So the parade on August 2nd, and then it all kind of rolls from there. Folks can check the website, obviously, get more information.
Definitely. There's a lot of information on that. And again, like I said, if you aren't able to get to a computer, just give us a call, and we'll be glad to send stuff out to you on that. But we are looking for open class. That you know, we moved that a couple years ago, and it seems to be picking up, and that's kind of nice. And that's for anybody, adults, children, you know, anybody that wants to enter.
What are some of the kind of things that fall under the open class?
Your cooking, your sewing, your crocheting, your hobbies, collecting hobbies, artwork, photography is a big one. And if we don't have a category for it, we'll put it in any other.
Okay.
So it all works.
All right. Looking forward to it. 2 months and counting to the Branch County Fair at the fairgrounds. Thanks, Jan.
Thank you.
Jan Murphy, fair manager, with us in the studio this morning.